food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This again is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 April 2022, and welcome to tonight's program. We've been blessed this week, all week long, with having very great guests. I mean, A.J. Hurley Monday night and David Heffner last night. Tonight we're going to bring another guest up that's not, I don't think they've been on this program with me before. Another man in his association has been with us, but he hasn't been. So we'll bring up our guest. We'll bring up Rob Chambers in just a few minutes, so please don't go away. In the meantime, don't forget, tomorrow's Thursday, I think, if it's still following Wednesday, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. If you have any questions about anything that I can help you with, or Crystal can answer for you, or whoever's here answering the phone right away, you call and ask us, and you call and talk to us. You want to place an order, maybe for the new book we've been offering now, The Great American Adventure. Folks, it's mature reading, not language-wise, but knowledge-wise. If you want to get a copy of it, you're probably going to want to read it. I did. I read it pretty quickly because I really enjoyed the book. A lot of things in it. Maybe the guy wrote it, he's not a Christian. He's a historian. So understand where he's coming from. $15 for the book, they'll get to you ASAP. So call tomorrow if you like it, 800-777-4403. Well, if you have long distance, you can save us quite a bit of money if you'll call 304-846-4448. And, of course, we're talking about the Bible study I did a few weeks ago entitled The Beast, The Mark, and The Great Reset, a two-hour DVD. With videos on show to prove the point we're trying to make, folks. I would like very much to be able to get that and understand what's going on, because it is one of the most important lessons I've ever done, because it's coming to pass right now. So if you call us tomorrow, we'd love to send it to you. It's $10.50, delivered price to a two-hour DVD, and we'd love to get it to you. And we are going to have church this weekend, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us if you like by going to our website, pastorbutch.com. And click on live stream, and there will be. If you don't have a computer, you can call 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. Excuse that. That was, by the way, an alarm going off, and I have no idea what for. But anyway, that's what it was. But we are here, like I said, tonight, and we're going to bring up a guest now that I'm looking forward to talking to. I just met him on the phone just recently. His name is Rob Chambers. He's the Vice President of Policy and Legislative Affairs for the American Family Association and Executive Vice President of the AFA Action. Rob's focus is on biblical issues related to sanctity of life, human sexuality, and religious liberty. Now, we go on from there, folks. He's got qualifications a lot more than I have as far as DDs and everything else after his name. I'm just Butch Paul, that's all. But this man, I know some about him, talking to him, a very humble gentleman. who's got to call his life to try to reach people with the truth and stand in the gap against evil that is absolutely all around us. And by the way, don't forget to keep Chloe, the little six-year-old girl I mentioned last night in the prayers. She went to see a doctor today, had a CT done, haven't heard all the results yet, but it's not looking good. Such a sweet, sweet little natured girl. I mean, beautiful little girl. Keep Chloe in your prayers, please. That's very important, prayer warriors. Now, to our guest, Rob Chambers. Rob, are you there?
I am here, yes, sir.
It is an honor to have you, sir, and I mean that. Your group, the AFA, is a powerful, powerful ally to have on the side of the believers and the true church of America. The battles you all take on sometimes are phenomenal, and I appreciate you all doing that. I really do.
Well, absolutely do. Really appreciate that, too. I tell you what, we're all in this together. The gospel and the Bible tells us to, you know, encourage one another. The Bible tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. So we're all in this together, Butch, because that's what God has called us to. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. We are a body joined together for the work of Christ, and that's what we're here for. And if you're in the reason, we're missing a boat, folks. Now, Rob, I know we got to talk about, and I know you want to talk about another appointee coming up, but we already know what happened with Jackson and the Supreme. I don't know what that is. That's not me. Are you still there, Rob? I think we lost him.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had a call coming in, and I was trying to end the call. And hit the wrong button, so my apologies.
Well, you my daddy used to tell me, if you're going to run a piece of equipment, you have to be smarter than the equipment.
I tell you, well, I got some improvements, so I've
been to make, so. Anyway, I just make the mention while you were going about the appointee this guy on the Supreme Court. What a waste of space. But anyway, we're not going to go there, folks, but the woman is so dumb, she doesn't know a woman from a man. But anyway, let's go on from there. Rob, tell us a bit about the AFA. What does the American Family Association do? What is their goal?
Well, I tell you what the goal, if I can stop just one moment and kind of backtrack a little bit, a few years, and take us back to 1977. And I was about 10 years old at that time. But in 1977, Don Wildman founded what was known as the National Federation of Decency, and which is now called American Family Association, and then later started the radio network. But Don had a passion on his heart to remove pornographic material content from TV, from the internet, from print publications and things like that. So he wanted to clean up the airwaves because it was destructive to all people, notwithstanding, you know, little children. And so that's where AFA started. And then it grew and expanded and to deal with issues not only with opposing pornography, but religious liberty, sanctity of life, all those types of things, and then also legislation as it might relate to substance abuse and things like that. So AFA has grown into a, I would say, at least a national with a worldwide impact, based in Tupelo, Mississippi. Don Wildman, being the founder of AFA, I mean, God founded it, birthed it, but, you know, he gave Don the vision. And so everything, you know, Don, they asked Don several years ago as AFA began to really grow, and they said, Don, why don't you move to, you know, locate your base, your mission and American Family Association in Washington, D.C. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. He said his vision was to stay right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And that's where we're located, in Tupelo, Mississippi, home of Elvis Presley.
Okay. Well, you got one claim to fame there. You know, so y'all have... how long you say has the AFA been organized? How many years now?
Well, since 1977. Yes, sir.
Wow. I didn't know it'd been quite that long. My goodness, there's been a lot of water in the bridge since then, huh?
I tell you, it really has. Don led the ministry for several years. Is probably his most recent. I think maybe 10 years ago. I don't know the exact date, but after that, his son Tim Wildman took the leadership role of American Family Association. And look, Tim basically cut his teeth on AFA and ministry and grassroots activism. And so he saw his father, what it meant to stand for righteousness. He saw the difficulty. And so Tim has done really an outstanding job. And I would, a lot of times in ministry and or even business, people, you know, they have a business in or a ministry, and by the second generation, you know, it kind of tends to go downhill, and then by the third generation, you know, they're just generation is just living on what the grandfather built. Well, I tell you what, I'm just so impressed with Tim and in particular his children, Riley Wildman and then his two sons, Walker and Wesley. And they are just very active in the ministry, solid people. So I'm just so thankful that that we have leadership, a next generation rising up in AFA. Walker and Wesley are young guys, and in their late 20s, I think. And so, but they are wise beyond their years because they've experienced the life of their grandfather and also their dad.
Well, you know, you look back over that, and that's been several years now. That's been a lot of years, and the work you worked hard at it. I've been on radio going on 30 years myself, so I've been at it a little while too, trying by the grace of God to make a difference in this world. Unfortunately, America keeps heading down the wrong road, and you've seen that for a long time. We won some victories by the grace of God, and we know we're going to win the war. I read the last chapter, folks. When it comes to an end, we are on top. But it breaks your heart to watch the progression, or maybe I should say the regression, of this country and the way it's heading, does it not?
It really does. It is disheartening. And I was listening on the way home to American Family Radio, and I was listening to Abraham Hamilton III. If you don't listen to him, you can go to AFR.net and listen to all kind of radio programming. But Abe was talking about how, you know, the children, when they grow up, they're kind of, you know, sometimes they end up going wayward. And what causes them to go wayward? Well, you know, not all the time, but much of the time is the children are not raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
That's true.
And when children are not raised up in the way that they should go, then they don't know which way to go. It's like my father-in-law used to tell me, he's passed on to glory, but what he used to tell me, he said, well, you know, Rob, you know, some kids were raised and some just grew up. And so what's really fundamentally problem is with our country, I think, is fundamentally is the family unit. And
of course,
even that goes, I think it goes with the church, parents in the church, and they're just not discipling their kids, but then you got divorce, and then you got educational system that's just injecting kids with toxic material of evolution and all kind of crazy stuff like LGBT, and, you know, I'm thinking a man's a woman and vice versa. You know, you mentioned Ketanji Brown Jackson said she didn't know what a woman was, and you know, so it's just it's a real problem. But you know what? As you and I know, we have the solution.
We have the solution. We do.
It's the good news of the gospel of Jesus who transforms our life from the power of darkness to the power of light.
And if people don't receive it, all I can do is keep trying. I can't make him receive the truth. They have to want to receive it. But you mentioned the family being under attack. The family is the building stone of all of society. It is. I don't care whether it's communities or counties or states or nations. That's a building stone. If families are not a moral unit, unified in godliness, so to speak, and even if they're not Christians, if they're not moral, I don't care who it may be, that the family will fall apart. And it's happened many times. That's why the family's been under attack for so long. That's why they're trying to destroy the unit now even further with the perversions they now call LGBTQ and all that. They're absolute sexual perversions that destroy their children's minds and hearts. And as a whole, most churches don't even bring it up for a topic any longer. They don't even talk about it. I don't want to do discuss most times. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about that. They're not trying to warn the people. The pastor's job is to tell the flock what's going on and warn about what's coming in the future if we don't repent. And I don't see much of that going on. But nonetheless, you all have been in the thick of the battle for a lot of years now. And I'm sure that breaks your heart sometimes, too, to see what's happening in the country. But it also makes you angry that we are tolerating this as a nation. Does it not make you angry too?
Well, it does. You know, the Bible says, "Be angry and do not sin." So there's nothing wrong with being angry about the situation that we're in. I think it angers God. I would be shocked if it didn't. You know, and so the only thing that's I think is sparing us is God's mercy. You know, that He just doesn't pour out His wrath on this country, really any country for that matter, but. But we're living on God's time, of course, and subject to His mercy and grace. And so it does make the Christian, myself, angry. I think what makes me the most angry is when there are people that they know what to do, but they don't do it. I'm guilty of that too. You know, I'm not perfect, but in what we're doing at AFA is, you know, we oftentimes are preaching to the choir. And so what happens is, again, what makes me kind of angry at times is that the church is not doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be making disciples, and they're not just supposed to be going to church on Sunday or Wednesday night. They're supposed to, you know, go there and let Sunday and Wednesday or whenever they go to the church to worship God, and that to be an overflow of their relationship with God on all the rest of the time.
That's very true.
I would really hope that any of the listeners that would just really take even more serious their role in their family and in their community and their state and their nation. I mean, God has given us the greatest, I think, government experiment, at least in modern history, and to have a representative form of government where each person can represent, elect people. They can speak to their legislators. They can speak to their school board members. We have a representative form of government. And so, again, what kind of bothers me and many sometimes is that, you know, we have everything right before us, and the solution is really within the voice or the hands of Christians all across this country. And we're failing for the lack of doing anything. We're just sitting around on our hands.
Well, like I tell, just mentioned that in the program, people say, "Well, we got people saved. Saved to do what? Go to church?" That's not the end of being saved. Isn't what it's all about. If a baby just born and quits eating, they die. They have to move ahead. Right. They're going to die. That's all there is to it. And then we see the churches today as a whole, just think because they have numbers, they're doing the will of God. That is not true, folks. We're here to disciple the nations. We're here to just pick up the sword and go to battle, but we're not doing that. So the family's been under attack for many years. I've watched the decay all around me, and I've seen it happen in my own family. It breaks my heart, but you know, you have to have a desire in your heart to do what's right. And if you're not a born again believer, you're fighting uphill battle already because your nature goes against that. And if you're born again believer, you fight the battle also, but at least they have the Holy Spirit inside you to help you battle that demon inside you. So this is what we're facing. So in the last few months, what has happened that's got you all really working hard to try to change the situation?
Well, there are several things. One thing is we've really been working to help change the education landscape as it comes to the sexual orientation, gender identity, they call it, education. And so we've been working with state legislatures and encouraging them to pass legislation to put a stop to a lot of this stuff in the classroom. And so we've seen a measure of success there, praise the Lord. You see, for example, in the state of Virginia, not far from you, is that that they have, out of Loudoun County, they've really, mothers and fathers as well, have found their voice, I think. And they have seen, after COVID, they've seen what their kids are learning in school, and they've said enough is enough. I'm not quite sure that it's a faith-based response to pushing back on this agenda, but I think people have a general understanding, lost or saved, and if they don't understand the issues, they know that, you know, there's something wrong when you call a man a woman or a woman a man. You know, there's something wrong there, and they get it. and they're pushing back. So that's one thing that we've worked on. We've also been working on legislation in some states, trying to, for example, in our home state of Mississippi, we passed some signature legislation, and it's already been signed into law. It's called the Pregnancy Resource Act. And basically what this will do, and I encourage anybody that's listening throughout the rest of the country, this is a tremendous piece of legislation that the Governor Reeves has signed into law in Mississippi. But what the Pregnancy Resource Act will do is it will help pregnancy resource centers or crisis pregnancy centers who are providing ministry services to women who perhaps will be considering abortion. It provides people who would donate to those crisis pregnancy centers a tax deductible, a tax credit, a dollar for dollar tax credit. So let's say there's a business that owes maybe $5,000, $10,000 in taxes at the end of the year. Well, they can make a $10,000 contribution to a crisis pregnancy center, and then they will in turn receive a $10,000 tax credit from the state, which will basically zero out their tax liability. But it automatically
That's phenomenal. That's wonderful. So talk about a good way to spend tax money. That's a wonderful way.
Yes, it's genius. The Jameson Taylor that works with us at AFA, he was the brain trust on that, and he's a friend of mine, and he just did a really, really great job with that piece of legislation, and now it's law, and I think it should be a model for all other states to follow. So that's another thing. So another thing we've been working
on. What you're saying though is if they owe money to the state, $10,000, they need to donate it to the organization and not pay the tax to the state.
Well, they will get a if they make a $10,000 contribution to a crisis pregnancy center, then they will turn around and get a tax credit for $10,000. So if they owe $10,000, they'll zero it out. But if they owe $5,000, then they'll get $5,000. They won't get money back.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. But they'll zero it out. Why do we be able to do that?
Right.
That is phenomenal. Good for Virginia. They've made some. Their governor in the last few years hadn't done so well. But I'm glad to hear that. That's been done. Praise God for that.
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Well, yeah. Another thing is that we've been working on is at the federal level. What we saw during the Trump administration, we saw that President Trump really did, I think, a really outstanding job appointing or nominating judges to the appellate circuit, and not real happy with all of the picks to the Supreme Court. But I mean, it's, you know, they haven't all knocked it out of the park, the ones that he's nominated 100% of the time. But I think they've done decent. But these appellate judges and these district judges have done really well. But now we have a new administration in place, and President Biden is really nominating some people that are just far out left field. And one of the most recent ones that he has nominated is Nancy Abudu to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. The appellate courts are the courts just below the Supreme Court. So if you have a lawsuit that's taken up at the Court of Appeals, for example, and it's appealed. It's appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. So what's the next stop? Well, President Biden nominated Nancy Abudu to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which represents or makes up Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. And this particular, I don't know if any of your listeners, you or have heard of the Southern Poverty Law Center or not.
Yes. I made the list. I'm proud. I made the list.
Oh,
I did.
Okay. Blessed are those that say all kind of bad things about you in his name.
Amen.
So this Nancy Abudu, she is a strategic litigator for... what is her role here? Strategic Litigation Director of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, I think the SPLC maybe in its inception did some good things as it relates to how to address issues of back during Jim Crow laws, you know, things like that. But they have gone way off track. They're not only in the gutter, they're down in the ditch. And
Amen.
So a voodoo is a litigator for them. And so she is, I listened to the hearing today during the Senate Judiciary Committee. And so she refuses to denounce anything that the SPLC has stood for. I mean, she called the SPLC people have called Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn, and Josh Hawley white supremacist racist, and there is no basis for it.
Of course not.
And so Hawley and Hawley, Cruz, and Blackburn, all three of, I think all three of them, what have I done that would warrant the SPLC to call them or call us, speaking second person there, but speaking for Marsha Blackburn? She said, what would we have done to have caused us to be labeled a white supremacist by the SPLC? And so Biden's nominee to the 11th Circuit just was silent, you know, would not refute any of it. The SPLC is the same group that has this hate map, so-called hate map. It's a defamation map is what it is. And it's designed to defame people and attack people who don't agree with the SPLC's woke view on religious liberty, politics, and moral values. And so they put a map up there. And if you don't believe like they want you to believe, then they call you a hater, and it motivates people to attack Christians. And that's exactly what happened in 2012.
Yes, yes.
Is that an activist, a homosexual activist that was, I think, also affiliated with some LGBT community there in Washington, D.C. area. So he shows up with a bag full of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And my understanding is that he went in there and was with the intent of shooting up as many people as he could. And he was going to smear. Now, what I've read in the media is that they were going to smear those. He was going to smear those Chick-fil-A sandwiches because Chick-fil-A at that time, you know, was a, I think pretty much it still is a good corporation. But, you know, it was representative of basically him smearing the Chick-fil-A sandwiches over the people that he intended to kill as a sign of retaliation against FRC because of the stands that they took, that marriage is between one man, one woman. They opposed the transgender LGBT agenda and things like that. So that's who Nancy Voodoo works for. She works for SPLC. And so one thing that I've at AFA and what we've sought to do is we're asking people all across the country, if you're listening, go to AFA.net and contact your senator and tell them you're opposed to Nancy Voodoo to the 11th Circuit
right.
Court of Appeals.
All right, back at the break, folks. If you want to call and talk to us, please do. 844-769-2944. Folks, we're not alone. Many people out there are fighting with this. Call in and encourage them with anything else. Just call in and ask questions if you like. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we're back. Don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday, we should be in the office tomorrow all day long from 9 to 4. Take your phone calls. If you want to just call and say hello, that blesses all of us here. If you just want to call and say hello, because that means that you're out there and you're thinking of us, and that is truly a blessing to all of us here in the office. Don't be afraid to call in if you just want to say hi. That's what we're here for. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Rob and I were talking during the break there about how this is a battle we're all in together. It's not a he and we. It's us. We're in this battle together, and we're doing our best to win souls to Christ and to lead people that are Christians out of the darkness into the light of the true Word of God. And folks, you may say, well, they don't need to. They're already saved. Folks, just because you're born again doesn't mean that you know everything. Okay? You got to grow in Christ. You got to grow in knowledge.
Yes.
You got to grow in His grace. You have to grow in His strength and wisdom. That is why He gave us the living word to study. That's why we need to sharpen each other's countenance like iron sharpeneth iron. That's what we're doing tonight, and that's what we're doing all week with people that are working hard with A.J. Hurley, the video on the babies that he got out of the truck to go haul away and film in the trash. Showed the 115 dead babies, and five of them were either already born or right at being born with the crust to their heads and took the brains out. And folks, this is happening in a real world. And people like Rob here and Tim and AJ and others are fighting hard to do what the Father asked them to do, to touch somebody, to change souls, change minds, get the church off their pews, out into the world in the battle. That's what we're here for. We're not here to go to church, have ham and yam dinners and go to gospel sayings and even have revivals. Revivals are great, folks. Once you revive, what are you going to do then? What's your next step? Oh, I had a good time at church tonight. Now somebody got saved, but I get saved to what? They're born again, wonderful. Feed them, help them grow in the Lord, help them grow in the strength of the Lord. Help them become soldiers in Christ as they're called to be. Please, people, understand that being born again is only the beginning of the call you make this into your life. It really is. That's all. It's just the beginning. Now, we'll take phone calls, too. Like I said, 844-769-2944. We try to bring people in this week that you can understand are working with us, and we all need to work together. We need to encourage one another. A lot of folks, I know, don't have a dime hardly to buy anything with. I know things are tight financially and getting worse. But if you can't help financially, call in and encourage Rob. Call in and call the office tomorrow and tell them, hey, you appreciate them. Let them know that somebody's out there that really cares. That will make a difference in their countenance and how hard they want to work for the glory of God, because everyone needs an attaboy once in a while. They don't pay the bills, but we all need it once in a while. All right, Rob, I didn't mean to take over here. You go ahead and bring in some more information for us.
Yeah, well, so if people want to learn more about American Family Association, they can go to AFA.net. Go to AFA.net. And one thing that AFA does on a regular basis, as much as twice a week, we send out emails to keep people informed on what's going on in the culture around us. And it's not to get more information, but it's to get more information so the church can do something about it, so that they can pray, just like we can pray for Chloe that the pastor talked about. We can pray for people, pray for our government, pray for our leaders, pray for our pastors. And so we send pretty regularly, about two emails a month. So you can go to afaaction.net, put in your email there, and we keep your email private. We don't sell it off, and we don't send you all kind of gimmicks and stuff like that. It's just you know, just the facts is what we put forth. And so also, I'd encourage you to, I know we're on radio right now, American Family Association has a radio network called American Family Radio. You can go to AFR.net and learn more about the radio programming. We have preaching on there. We have music. We have inspirational music. We have a talk radio network and a music network. So if you like talk radio, Christian talk radio, Tim Wildman has a show called Today's Issues that's in the mornings. But you can go to AFR.net and look at the lineup and see who all's speaking when. But Walker Wildman has a show. Walker and Wesley Wildman have a show called AFA at the Core. And what that show does, Pastor, is what it's focused, dedicated on focusing on the core values of AFA, which is primarily religious liberty, sanctity of life, and marriage and family. And so that's what their radio show does.
Well, you know, you mentioned Chloe again. I want to share this because I think something's going to touch you also. She's 6 years old, and she's had three broken arms over the last 3 years, and they got suspecting something was wrong. They don't know if she had a tumor on the arm's broken, has a tumor on her, has a bone disease. She doesn't know yet. They're doing tests on her. But on the way to the hospital day, her mommy recorded her, now 6 years old, in the backseat of the car, singing a song glorifying Jesus on the way to the hospital. Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, you're dead.
Well, I tell you yes, and, you know, you know, we walk around and we, you know, we sometimes we, you know, we say we're, you know, woe is me, and but we look at, like this story about Chloe. I mean, what an inspiration. I've seen it in my own child. Thank the Lord we don't have anything like that going on now anyway. But, you know, the children, the Bible says, you know, come like the little children, come to Jesus.
Right.
I mean, they have
right.
faith, and they have, their faith hasn't gotten all muddled up, corrupted. And so what an encouragement of Chloe. Lord, bless her. Strengthen her body. Bring
yes,
healing
Father.
To it, Lord Jesus. That you would pour out your Holy Spirit on that child,
yes,
Lord. Healing.
Yes.
And come in power, which is the only way that you come, Lord. And you touch that child and bring
Amen.
About restoration,
yes.
Lord. Not for her own good, Lord, but for the good of your name. That you would be glorified as a result of it, Lord, because we couldn't explain. The doctors couldn't explain it. And they could just say, well, it must have been God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the prayer, brother. I appreciate that very much. That was very, very kind to you. Thank you so much. And folks, you want to call and add anything to the conversation tonight, you feel free to call. So what some other missions that you're working on now, some other situations. I want to share with tonight what all you all do get involved in.
Yes. So another thing that American Family Association is doing is when we first started out the program, we talked about you and I talking about this radio program this hour here, is that we talked about what's wrong in the country and its family. It's not that the family is the problem. It's the thing is that the family is the solution, but they're not exercising their God-given authority to exercise dominion over their own family. I'm not saying being dogmatic or be a tyrant or anything, but I'm just saying, you know, God has given family a role, and they're not doing that. And so what AFA has done, Will and Mickey Addison, they're on the radio network as well. I think they're in the afternoons, about 2:00 Central, I think. But you can go to AFR.net and get their programming time, and all the radio programming, by the way, is on podcast. You can listen. You can go and listen to past episodes, and you can even listen to the radio on streaming on the app. You can get the AFR app. But so anyway, what AFA is doing to help families is what we have is the Marriage Family Life Ministry. And so what that is it's become an annual event, and we have it here in Mississippi, in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we have it at an event center here that will hold hundreds of people and potentially thousands if we need the space. But what we do is we invite families from all over the country that are listening to American Family Radio and are connected with AFA in some way, and we invite families to come, and we minister to them and encourage them and equip them so that they can go back and continue to be the family that God has ordained them to be. And so we had tremendous, I don't want to use the word success, but God has blessed it a lot. And we've just, Will and Mickey, God gave it the vision to Will and Mickey Addison. And so they went to Tim at AFA, and Tim said yes. And so we're seeing hundreds and hundreds of families coming. We're seeing hundreds of children coming. What we're experiencing is a great hunger for families all across the country to have fellowship with one another, to be encouraged with one another, and to be strong in the Lord. And so it's been really an incredible thing to watch. And so it's coming up, I believe it's in this summer in July, I think. But you can go to AFA.net. I think it's on the website there. You can see it and register for that if you want to. I'll see if I can find it here on the Internet while we're chatting.
Okay. And don't be ashamed to use the word success, because that's all at the glory of God. There's nothing, we don't take credit for that at all. We do go by our Father's will, and He provides the fruit. We may plant some seed, mm-hmm. but He gives it, He grows the seed and brings forth the fruit. You know, one of the things I've seen though, Rob, in families today, and I'm talking about families in their 30s and 40s, a lot of times the parents are more of a child than the children are. They've never grown up yet.
Yes.
And they don't want to accept responsibility for anything, and that's that. They're supposed to be running the household, And I'm seeing that. It breaks my heart because I know that the children are starving to death emotionally and spiritually, and they're not getting security they need. They're not getting the discipline they need. Discipline, folks, is security to a child when it's administered in the way God said to do it. And the children aren't getting that. They have no way that no one praises them or teaches them or corrects them. They're just there. And most
times,
it is. Go ahead.
It is. I don't know if the word is sickening, but it is very sad. I just recently learned about a young couple. They have two young children. I think they're about seven and 5 years old. Two young girls, and so the father gets the children on the weekend, something like that. But so someone within our family had a conversation with one of the girls overheard a conversation or was part of a conversation where one other friend was asking the girls whose parents got divorced and said, well, does it bother you that your parents are divorced? And the girl responded, child of the divorced parents, said, well, I don't care. Well, you know, she's lying to herself. But of course, I don't know what has been going on in that household. But it is. I can't imagine a child, you know, being in their home, in their father or their mother's not there. I know that not every situation is perfect and ideal. But these young children all across the country, they're suffering because mom and daddy can't get along, and because what you're talking about, they're grown children. They're just children that have just gotten older, and so they do not take responsibility for their actions, and they don't apologize, they don't say I'm sorry, they don't reconcile with one another, they go to bed angry. And they allow all of that to fester. So those are the types of things that, again, that at AFA, with this Marriage Family Life Conference, is that we encourage, you know, parents to be reconciled to one another, and don't let the sun go down on your anger. By the way, that event is on July 7th through 9th of this year. You can go to marriagefamilylife.net and register or learn more about that event.
You know, I would to God that all parents would go through that, but you know, it's taken more than one generation to see the family destroyed. It started back even when I was a child in the '50s, and compared to today, America was a very moral country back then. But it started back then. You could see it if you looked, but it wasn't like today. Today, there's no shame. There's no shame involved with sinning. As a matter of fact, people are proud of it. You know, I mean, today being a sodomite or a lesbian or a transgender is considered an honor.
Oh, they celebrate. People are celebrating murdering their children. I mean, they're on social media. They celebrate.
Absolutely.
Hey, I killed my child.
Absolutely. And people don't believe it. That's very true. They actually celebrate it. They actually have parties when they kill their children. They actually have parties for doing that. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I just wonder, I don't wonder, and I don't really want to even try to imagine how debased the Noah's world must have been, because there's basically everybody is wicked, it sounds like, you know, according to the Bible, except maybe some of Noah's family. But so, you know, even though it is bad, it certainly, you just pick up the Bible and read Corinthians or Noah or some in the Old Testament, we can remember through history that it has been a lot worse than it is right now. So even though it is bad as it is, we need to be thanking the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you have not poured out your wrath on this country, and you have given us an opportunity. You talked about revival. You've given us an opportunity to seek revival, and the way I understand the Bible is when you have revival, a lot of times the lost people see the saved people getting revived, and that causes an awakening and lost people, because the light has been turned on in the world, the light switch turns on, and they see saved people living like the Bible says saved people ought to live, and
Amen.
They say, wow, I like that. That salt becomes savory to the food that I like, and so
and that leads to a great awakening, and that leads to the glory of God.
And not only that, when revival breaks out, excuse me, people are hearing the Word of God preached, they get in a conviction. When they hear the Word of God preached, we call it hellfire and brimstone sometimes,
yes.
When they hear it being preached in to the glory of God, they become in a conviction and realize they need a Savior. And if we're not preaching the Word of God, and I say this humbly, yes. But I say it truthfully, because the Word of God cuts me also, brother. I'm nowhere near perfect. But if you can go to listen mm-hmm. to a sermon, and you're a lost individual, and you don't feel conviction, there's something wrong with that church.
Yes, well, churches use the word repent, but repent from what? Of course, it is repent from your own sin, but repent. I forgot where it is. The Corinthians, where it says, "As such were some of you, murderers, stealers,
right,
thieves,
right.
and drunkards,
right.
or sexually immoral, and that whole list of things." And so the church needs to have that flesh out what repent means, or to repent from what,
turn.
Once someone turns and they are saved, or once someone is revived, we've got to stay vibed. We got to stay alive and
stay vibed.
Be filled with the Spirit. We got to stay vibed so we don't have to be revived. We just stay vibed. And that's
amen.
We walk around in this earthly tent that we struggle with the simple nature of flesh, and we live in a fallen world, and it's just amazing that God's grace grants us the freedom to be disobedient, we shouldn't sin so we could abuse the grace of God. But God is so faithful when we mess up that He is forgiving. It is humbling.
Grace is for sin that you repent of, not grace you live in and say I'm still saved. You don't intentionally sin, folks,
right.
and think you're glorifying God. You don't do that. So,
right.
excuse me, I'm a science train tonight, folks, I'm so sorry. But the situation with, if we are truly revived, we're given a burden for the lost. We're given a burden to stand for righteousness. And we're given a burden to stand against evil. No matter what evil may be, whether it's been politics or in the school system, we're given a burden to stand for righteousness, for God's glory. And yes, that will lead you sometimes, folks, to jail time. Oh, yeah. I've had on this program people went to jail for standing for preaching the Bible. Now, it'll get you in trouble with the law sometimes. But it'll glorify your Father, and by His grace, maybe lead someone to conviction, to salvation. That's what you're here for. You're not here just to go to church. You're not here just to pass a plate and give a little bit of money. You're here to glorify your Father in heaven every day and always, whether on the job or home making a bed or whatever it may be. Your job is to be, by your very actions, to prove there is a God in heaven and show people that He's alive in you. Any comments on that?
Well, I think one thing, talking about that and going to church, it's not just going there, but, a lot of people criticize the South for, being the Bible Belt and it's just cultural Christianity. But, I do live in the South and the, Bible Belt, they call it. But I know a lot of genuine, sincere believers. But I think one thing that's a fault of the church and pastors is that, they don't really, they're not discipling people to help the people in the pew understand what is the normal Christian life. The normal Christian life is to die to yourself and live unto the Lord and to be, Jesus told Nicodemus and John, he said, you must be, born again. How can a, kernel of wheat, grow up, sprout unless it first dies? And I tell you what, I'm just thankful that God in His mercy showed me my sin. And
Amen.
Showed me that I
Amen.
Cannot save myself, that I was lost. And I tell you what, I remember when I died to myself, I said, God, I need you. I don't want anything else but you. And I just remember when I was knelt down on my knees and I had so much baggage. I knew I was lost, and I knew I needed help. But I tell you what, all those burdens that kind of like Pilgrim's Progress. That pilgrim was carrying that back sack of sin around on his back. If you're familiar with the Pilgrim's Progress book.
Oh, yes.
But I was, you know, I went down on my knees with that backpack of just burdens and sin, and I said, God, help me. And I tell you what, you know, I was born again. I stood up, and I tell you what, I never had felt so light in my life before.
Clean,
I mean, I was transformed.
Clean.
Born.
Clean.
Yes.
Clean. Absolutely
yes.
Clean. And you know, I mean, I'm so thankful he's a gracious God afterwards saved, too, because no matter how hard I try, I still mess up. Let's go speak to our brother Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and thanks for your good guest you got on tonight, and also the guest that you had on, A.J. Hurley. I'm so glad that you had A.J. Hurley on. And what goes good, really good with it, what A.J. Hurley presented was that tract, the color tract that folds out into four pages that you have at Call to Decision. I would urge everybody to call in and get that tract that shows the pictures of aborted babies. So please, everybody, you can, and send, you know, ask them for about 20 or 30 tracts and send them some extra money to cover the postage. Postage is very expensive these days.
Yes, it is.
I want to thank your guests that you have on tonight for saying the prayer for Chloe, as I want to echo Pastor Butch said. That was very precious. Thank you very much for doing that. And I would urge everybody to support that. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying thank you. Amen.
And so, thank you both, and thank you for the good guests that you do have on there, Pastor Butch. And I'd urge everybody to take a look at Pastor Butch and what he's got there. The books that he covers, look up on his website, PastorButch.com, and check out the books that he's written, a number of books, but he carries other good books in that. And like I said, get that tract, because that goes perfectly, again, with what A.J. Hurley said. And thank you, Pastor Butch, for sending me that four-minute video. That is quite an eye watcher. People need to check that out.
Yes, it is.
So thank you both very much, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you so much. And Brother Rob, we're down to about the last minute. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I just say, if you've not given your life to the Lord, you know, if you have never humbled yourself before God, you know, the Bible says, you know, many people in the last day will say, Lord, Lord, but he said, you know, depart from me, for you know, I don't know you. And so I would just encourage you, if you're listening, to make sure you know what your eternal destiny is, because eternity is a terrible thing to waste, without repentance, there is no salvation. So I would just encourage you listeners to just repent, believe, and in the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you, my friend. I will be in touch again, okay?
Thanks so much, Pastor.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Folks, we love you. See you in the office tomorrow and in church on Saturday morning. Don't forget us, and come and join us, please. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.